Welcome back to Fish and Paul Bunyan Country. Checking in once again with Charlie Warreth. He's an outstanding guide in the Deer River area. And Charlie, one of the things that's really developed over the years, of course, is with marketing, everybody's got to have something new to sell each year. And so we have all kinds of lures. We have all kinds of line. You know, an average guy who's going to go out a couple times, do some standard walleye, northern perch fishing, looking at all this line gets very confused. So clear through it for us. If we're just the average guy with the average pole going for the standard fish, what's the best line we should be grabbing?
Well, I like to use a lot of that Northland Tackle Bionic line. They have the walleye, they got the bass and stuff like that, whatever your main target is. And the walleye just jigging poles in like a 7 pound they have, which is a very, it's in between the 6 and the 8. My poles, I do use a little lighter line on mine. I do fish a little bit more. I would run the 6. If not, I want a little heavier on all the clients' rods. Or if you're going out there, a 7 or 8 pound would be the ticket for all around species. The 6 pound, the reason I'm saying go a little heavier, there's not a lot of forgiveness on that. You get a bigger fish on the line, maybe you want to put it on the wall or something like that. If you make a mistake, it's not going on the wall. But that 8 pound will give you a little bit more forgiveness if you make a mistake or your drag stuck a little bit or something. Okay. That's what I like as far as size on lines.
What are the differences between, say, lead core and braided and monofilament, and on it goes?
All the times we do stuff, I haven't ever used any lead cores in this area here. That's more for down rigging and deeper waters and stuff like that. Braided line, I do use pulling crankbaits. Gives you less stretch. You want to run a lot of line myself on braided. Like you run 100 feet with a crankbait. If you have mono, there's a lot of stretch and a lot of bowl in the line. That braided stuff will be less stretch. It works a little better than mono in situations like that. But if you're deep watered or long line in it, in my opinion, you want to go with braided. Otherwise, I pretty much stick just to mono.
And then when it comes to the lures, there's a million colors, there's a million sizes, there's a million shapes. Just give us some base understanding of what really the walleyes want.
Again, I use Northland Tackle Jig. I use that Parrot, which is combo colored. It has a variety of colors on one jig. It's got blue, yellow, greens. One guy one time told me in a boat, he says, I don't care what jig you put on my line as long as it's black. Anyway, now I tell him, I keep it very simple, and that's the only jig I carry in my boat. I don't care what lake I fish on. Somebody says, well, geez, we just hammered them on this green or something. And I've done this now for the last 7, 8 years, and I only buy one color of just a multicolored. So it seems to work for me. And years ago, I'd have a different color for every different lake, but I just simplified things a lot, and you don't think you need to, but I have, and I've just gone to one basic multicolor. And main thing is you got to put it in front of them.
That is the key, isn't it?
So I don't have a lot of different colors. Rule of thumb is if you got light colored water, you want a light colored jig, and dark water, you want dark jig.
I've heard a lot about artificial bait these days. Are you into that at all, or are you more of a live bait guy?
I like to live bait in this area. Again, it goes back to the fact that we have a lot of food sources in this lake. Once the water temperature warms up, you have so many bug sources, just 100 different varieties of food sources in all these waters here. Like you get up on the Canadian Shield there, where it's all rocky, they don't have all these food sources, and artificial bait works well up there, better than here. But I'm not saying it doesn't work. I would prefer the live bait. I have tried some of the stuff where you get the crawlers on spinners and things so they don't chew them off. They have artificial ones. I do like that. Pull in something like a spinner with an artificial crawler on there versus a real one because they don't nip them off as fast.
Okay.
And it's not like they have air scented. So those do work well.
If we're out getting ready for fishing and we're looking at all the lures and we're looking at all this and that, and then there's the electronics. You could probably drive yourself to bankruptcy if you bought every piece of electronics that's out there. What do you think are the essentials as far as the electronics go?
Well, basically, I don't have a side finder, any of that real fancy stuff. I do have a very high-end depth finder in my boat, but again, I'm using it every day and for a business. You don't need that. Just an ordinary guy, I don't believe. If you can, that's fine. It definitely does going to make a little bit of difference, but I like the color, and you want the best definition that you can afford to get. Just mainly what you can afford in the amount of time that you want to fish, because you can start from the very basics. It's just going to tell you the depth, and sometimes it's all you need. You don't need to have all the other fancy stuff to show you every log and tree there that's in the water, but it's just mainly on what you do and how many times you're fishing and what you can afford. They all work well.
Are you into the cameras at all?
I have used them in the past, but when you're working, it doesn't work because you're not really fishing. You're kind of like me. I'm playing. I'm looking down the bottom and that, and I just don't have the time. I think it's a great thing for the family or something like that that wants to go out and explore. You will learn stuff with that. And my big thing I learned one time, there was a few humps and it went over the depth finder, and you think you found the mother load. And I put a camera down there, and they were all suckers. you can't hardly tell the difference between those on a depth finder versus their walleye. Basically the same size and all that. And there was a couple of walleyes mixed in. So now every time I see something like that and I don't get bit, I'm thinking, well, maybe it's another species there. So I wouldn't have known that if I wouldn't have had a camera and seen stuff like that. But I just don't have the time or availability to do that with customers in a boat and sit there and looking at you and say, why are you looking at this camera and why are we getting me a fish?
Well, Charlie Worth is an outstanding guide who gets lots of people, lots of fish in the Deer River area. Lake Winnie area does a lot of fishing up in there. Charlie, if people want to use your services and catch fish, how can they get a hold of you?
Please just call my cell at area code 218-244-5756.
Charlie, as always, thanks for your time today.
And thank you, Kevin. Always appreciate it.